The Governor's Commission for Women was originally established in 1967 as a way to help women connect with existing state resources and establish healthy lifestyle choices. Those appointed were meant to serve as regional role models for women. Abbott expanded that list of women who will speak on behalf of the state to various women's groups and help them with issues like how to start a business in Texas.
These women are role models. These women are inspiration for other women around the state.
According to the commission's bylaws, the group is to help women identify information and services best suited to their needs, as well as find solutions to emerging issues facing women. But the governor said Wednesday those emerging issues will most not likely include examining what forces drive the issue of income inequalities for women in the Texas workplace and possibly recommend a solution to the legislature.
What we are finding is with Texas being number two in the nation in women-owned businesses, it's going to be women who are setting the pay. And I believe that those women who are CEOs running their own businesses have the right and opportunity in this state to set what the pay is.
The 15 appointed women from all across the state will serve as female ambassadors for the governor from now until the end of 2017. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.